This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Rebel troops this morning rolled into Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, a day after President Jean-Bertrand Aristide fled the country. The rebels were greeted by crowds who cheered and danced in the streets. About 100 U.S. Marines are in the capital, protecting key sites. They're also preparing for the arrival of a multinational peacekeeping force comprised of American, Canadian, and French troops. Aristide and his family are in the Central African Republic. Reports say their eventual destination is South Africa. Aristide's sudden departure triggered a day of violence that has given way to jubilation. NPR's Martin Kusty is in Port-au-Prince. Just describe where you are now and what's going on.
Right now I'm outside the National Palace in Port-au-Prince, where Guy Philippe, the leader of the armed uprising the last 2 weeks, who's been coming in from the north for the past 3 weeks, has come riding into the center of town with all his men in the back of pickup trucks to an uproarious welcome, at least by the people who are here. There are several hundred people outside the palace. They've all cheered his arrival, cheering the man they believe who forced out President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. At the same moment, though, Guy Philippe did not go to the National Palace itself, as some expected, because U.S. Marines are guarding the front steps of the palace. Very well-equipped U.S. Marine, and I don't think Guy Philippe is looking for any kind of confrontation for them. So he has come to the local police station, and he may be, in fact, turning over his weapons, although right now it's such a big crowd we can't see exactly what's going on there. But he certainly has come to a rapturous welcome here.
Yesterday there was so much violence after Aristide left. Can you tell us what happened?
There was looting all over the city. They went after supermarkets, banks. Banks are burned out. This was, I think, mainly opportunistic looting, although there were some cases also of retaliation against the radio stations that were seen as being anti-Aristide. I think Aristide supporters, at least in the first part of the day, felt so secure to go after those institutions. They've now melted away. They're lying very low, and now people who support this, I guess you could call it uprising or revolution, are taking over the streets.
So who's in charge of Haiti now?
Very good question right now. I think for all intents and purposes, in a lot of ways, the U.S. Embassy is calling a lot of the shots. Officially, the president of Haiti is a man named Boniface Alexandre. He's the chief justice of the Supreme Court. The Constitution basically passes power to him in the case of the president leaving. And they will start a process here for a transitional government, although I think there's a lot of ground to be covered in terms of the debate over how that transition will work, whether Aristide's party will be allowed to be part of that process. And I think there's still a lot of arguing to come here.
How about the U.S. Marines? How are they being received?
So far, they're not being cheered, but people are looking on approvingly, at least the people I've talked to in the streets. They see the U.S. Marines, first and foremost, as a calming presence, as an armed presence that can really have an effect on this looting and on this lawlessness that's been going on.
So you have the rebels, you have Aristide supporters, you have the looters and the Marines. There's a lot going on in Port-au-Prince.
There is a lot. It's a six-ring circus. But I think there's definitely a sense here that things are going to be calmer for the next few days, at least in the streets. I think the political turmoil is not over, but if nothing else, there's a sense right now that the kind of thuggery that we've seen for the past couple of weeks, the kind of retaliation, the executions, that sort of thing, is just not going to happen for a while here. Or at least that's what people are hoping.
NPR's Martin Kusty in Port-au-Prince.